Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Yes, I was thinking about maybe getting a business loan.
Yes, sure. I will need your 16 digits reservation code.
It's 2311-3201-0037-4684.
Okay, just one moment, please. So it's Jeremiah Humphrey?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the name of your business, please?
Humphrey Logging.
Humphrey, what?
Humphrey Logging, L-O-G-G-I-N-G.
Okay, logging. Okay, and when did you become the owner of this business? What year?
The business originally started in May of 2007. It was co-owned by me and my father, and my father is now retired, and it's still a general partnership, but now my wife bought my father's part.
Okay. But is it a corporation or it's LLC or sole proprietorship?
It's a general partnership.
This is a partnership. Okay. And officially your father is still a partner or you changed it?
No, it's now it's my wife.
That's now your wife. Okay. But at that time you didn't change the name of the business or bank account or anything?
No. The tax ID number, the name of the business, all still the same.
Okay, great. And what is your business phone number?
910-330-1968.
Okay. Do you have the alternative phone number, like your cell? Or?
My wife's phone is 910-375-9111.
Okay. And what is her name?
Lucretia Humphrey.
Lucretia.
L-U-C-R-E-T-I-A.
Okay. And what is your company doing? What is your business? What's the nature of your business?
We buy and sell and harvest timber.
Mm-hmm. And what is your business's gross annual sales, approximately, please?
Can you say that one more time? I just can't.
What is your gross annual sales, approximately? What you collect per year?
Last
the largest
year,
number before the expenses. Mm-hmm.
Last year, we restarted the business last year. It wasn't in operation for a period of time because my dad, like I said, my dad retired, and then I restarted it back last year. So out of 6 months of last year, we did $112,000 gross.
Okay. And 6 months of this year, okay, you have only 5 months of this year. Approximately, you've done about the same? About 100,000 less in 5 months of this
year.
Yes,
ma'am.
Something like that. Okay. And do you have any loans on your business?
I have some equipment payments.
Equipment payments. Okay. And what do you need funds for right now?
Be honest with you, I'm actually trying to consolidate, and because I have several pieces of equipment, and I'm trying to consolidate all into one loan, and that's the reason for my calling, is trying to get all these equipment payments into one payment, so to help out. I mean, that way it won't be as much.
And how much do you pay for equipment?
Consolidate everything?
No, right now, your payments for equipment are how much?
One is 1244, and mm-hmm. one is 1307, I think. Mm-hmm. And I just got another piece of equipment, but I haven't even started paying on it. And it's going to be roughly 13 as well. So that's why I was trying to get all of it on one payment.
What? How? I'm sorry, how much is the third one, which you just got?
13.
1300?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you have around 4,000 in your payments. Okay, and you just won't consolidate, or you need some working capital, and that's probably why you need to consolidate it, because you don't have enough working capital, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what we can offer, we have a working capital loans. So we can just help you with the additional working capital, which is just funds which will be wire transferred to your business bank account, and you can use them for whatever you need in your business.
Okay.
Do you think that's something which can help you?
For working capital loans, how much are you talking about?
How much we can give you in the working capital?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not sure. We have to see your documents, but I would guess probably around 20,000 or maybe 15 to 20,000.
Okay, yeah, that's not gonna be. That's not gonna be enough.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not gonna be enough. That's false.
Okay. And is it any immediate needs, something you need to spend for right now?
Well, I mean, I just got this one, like I said, I just got this one piece of equipment. And
okay.
Basically, I haven't got a loan for it right now. And the dealer is basically, I mean, using the piece of equipment, but they are, and they said they would finance me as well. So it would be kind of like a lease, rent to own.
Okay.
And the piece of equipment is $33,500.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I could get a loan for that, but then again, it just, that's why I was trying to do a consolidation to just get all the, instead of having another payment, just have them all at one. You know, it's a working capital for only.
I understand. So this piece of equipment for $33,500, did you get it already?
Yes,
do
I
you have
yeah, the, it's in operation. Yes, ma'am.
When did
we
you get it?
Have about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Before it's 30 days, we can give you the loan for this piece of equipment. And this loan will be cheaper than working capital, because it's a secured loan.
Right.
Right now, you do not have loan on this piece of equipment, right?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. I would say that the smart thing would be to start with this. Let's. And you got it from a dealer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it new or used?
It's used.
It's used. Okay. Do you have the invoice for this piece of equipment?
Do I have the what? I'm sorry.
Invoice. Do you have the invoice or quote or?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Would you be interested in financing it?
In this case, I could.
You paid already $33,500 to the dealer, right?
No, ma'am.
No, you didn't pay them yet?
No.
Oh, they just gave it to you without payment?
Right. We're working out a lease to own.
Okay, they are trying to get you leased, and they can't for so far. If in 3 weeks they didn't give you the loan, it means they cannot get it, right? Okay.
Right. We tried getting a loan through somebody, and it didn't work out. And so they
and
were just like, go ahead, and we're just
I
to at least them.
Who tried to get you the loan? Where did you apply?
See, he has a fine. They have, you know, financial thing there, but
that's a dealer tried, right?
Yeah, the dealer
or
tried.
You,
they
the dealer tried. Okay.
Yeah, they have financing through several different companies, but I don't really remember the name of the company it was.
Okay, and the reason they didn't approve you is what? Do you know?
Well, I'll be honest, I'm not sure, but I really, actually, I know we have
low credit. Is your credit so
school,
bad,
so,
or what?
Yeah, my credit is not great.
Do you know your credit score?
537 for my wife.
And for you?
My mom was 500 as well.
Okay, yeah, your credit is too low. You probably won't be approved for this. Then working capital is your only way to finance your business right now. And we do both, working capital and equipment. And if we will start building relationship with your company and we'll give you working capital, then maybe a little later when you will prove that you're paying on time and everything is good with your loan, you can get loan for equipment. Or the other possibility, if let's say your dad would co-sign for you if he has better credit. Or if you'll find
own the business or anything anymore.
I understand. He doesn't have to be in a business to co-sign for equipment. He just have to be a co-signer, kind of guarantee that you that the business will pay. If his credit is much better than yours. So in order to get you an equipment loan, we need a strong cosigner if your credit is so bad.
Right.
Or we can get you a working capital loan. Or we can get you both. If you will get the cosigner, we can get you the equipment loan and get you the working capital loan. That's a possibility too. What do you think about it?
Be honest, I don't think my dad's going to co-sign for me.
Okay, so nobody, you have somebody who will co-sign for you. You cannot get a co-signer. No. If you can't get a co-signer, then the working capital, that's the way to go. If you will give me your email address, I can
jerryh332@gmail.com.
Just one second.
Okay.
So it's Jerry, you said?
Yes.
How do you spell it?
J-E-R-R-Y.
Okay. Jerry H. Okay.
332.
Mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Is this piece of equipment crucial for your business?
I'm sorry?
Is this piece of equipment absolutely crucial for your business? Do you need it right away, right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to get something going. I mean, they're trying. I mean, they'll, like they said, they'll do the lease down if they have to. They just didn't want to.
Yeah, but if they cannot find you a loan, then they cannot lease it to you, right?
They said that was the alternative. If they couldn't find somebody to give me a loan, they were just going to lease it to me.
Oh, by themselves.
Right.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it will be like, in this case, this piece of equipment will not be yours. They will just lease it to you, like monthly.
No, it'll be a lease to own. So once you get done paying for it, it's a dollar buyout at the end of the line.
I see. Okay. So they will just give you their loan. The dealer will give you the loan, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but even if they will give you the loan, I believe you have a shortage in your cash flow. So the cash flow infusion will help your business, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'll do, I'll send you the application for working capital loan, and I will send you what I need from you to get you approved for a working capital loan, and I will tell you what I need from you. I will need your 6 most recent bank statements. Do you accept credit cards in your business? Do you accept credit cards from your customers?
No, ma'am. No.
No. Okay. So just 6 monthly statements and 1 year business tax return. Did you file tax return for 2015?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So I will just need the business part of tax return and the one-page application, which will be attached to the email. Okay?
Okay.
As soon as you will send me all this, it will take up to 48 hours to get your loan processed and to tell you exactly what kind of a loan we can offer you. Okay?
All right, and if it was to get a working capital loan, there wouldn't be nothing down, would there?
No, no, no. Working capital, you don't need to pay anything down. We will give you the loan. We will wire transfer money to your business bank account.
Okay. And okay? Another question is, what is the ranges of interest?
That I am not sure right now before I see your documents, because we have more than 40 different programs of these loans. This is the unsecured loan, so the interest is a little bit higher probably than what you pay on your equipment, but this money are not attached to anything. This is just something which you can use as your working capital, use for whatever you want. When it's equipment loan, we pay to the vendor. We do not give money to you. We pay to the vendor. In this case, you get this money.
Right.
You get the infusion of cash. So
I have another question. We had a business bank account through First Citizens, and I no longer have that business bank account. I closed it because of fines, and it was fees, and it was just too much. So we went back to relying on my personal account for right now, but we're trying to get a new business bank account open again. Is that going to hurt?
So you had the bank account and you closed it because of fees. You probably had too many insufficient funds, or what kind of fees they had?
Right. When I get paid, I have to pay the contract truckers, and my bank wanted to hold the checks for 7 days before I could have cash flow. And as soon as I get paid, I have to pay these contract drivers. And if they cash their check, it would make the account go delinquent, and they would have a fee. So in other words, I have a $36 fee every time I turned around. That's the reason I got away from that bank account. And see, and now we're trying to open up a new
account. When did you close it? When did you close it?
February. Yeah.
Oh, in February. And since February, you have only your personal account.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then you will send me 6 months of whatever account you have. And on your personal account, you don't have all these fees?
Right. It's as soon as I deposit a check, it goes straight in right then. It isn't nothing like that. That's why we went back to that. I mean,
okay. So after February, you are okay. You don't have all these fees and insufficient funds.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. Send me whatever account you use.
Okay.
Okay.
And I believe that's what the dealer told me. Actually, they said that was the reason I didn't get the loan, because of they said I wasn't using a business bank account. That's right. That's the reason they told me I didn't get the loan.
Okay. When you will send me the documents, I'll take a look. We might want to try to finance your equipment. What? I will send you both applications. Just fill up both applications for equipment and for working capital, and send me all the documents, because for equipment, it's the same documents. For equipment, I just need 3 months bank statements, first pages, which you have to send me anyway for working capital. So just fill up both applications, send it to me. I'll take a look at all the documents you will send, but please do it fast, because you have this equipment for 3 weeks. Oh, it's actually not yours yet. So what is this equipment? It's a titled vehicle or not? Is equipment has a title or not?
More or less, a lot of times it's just a lien on it or something like that. I'm not even sure if there is a title for this.
What is it? Is this equipment moves? You can drive it or not?
Yeah.
You can drive it on the road?
No, ma'am. It's a knuckle boom loader. It's considered like a trailer. Hook up to it and move it.
Okay. I see. So it's like a trailer. Okay. So I will send you both applications and information on both loans, and just send it to me as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you, ma'am.
My name is Lena. Let me give you.
Okay.
My name is Lena, and my extension here is 33644. And because you have a Gmail account, I will send you this information in the next 5 to 10 minutes. But because you have Gmail account, please do me a favor. Look in your social and in all partitions of Gmail for email from lena@bankofcardiff.com and reply that you received it, okay? So
okay.
I would know that you received my email and you prepared the document.
What's your extension again?
33644. Again, you will have all my information in my email, but just reply so I would know you got it. Or if you will not get it today, please give me a call.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.